Venezuela's crisis of leadership continues. Governments including the U.S., Israel, Canada, and the U.K. are rallying around opposition leader Juan Guaido, who declared himself acting president last Wednesday. But amid the developing political chaos, President Nicolas Maduro hasn't gone anywhere. And even though the United States has led the charge in no longer recognizing Maduro's authority, several powerful countries have come out against what they see as foreign interference. Russia, China, and Turkey are among a group of nations opposed to regime change in Venezuela. John Lee Anderson is a staff writer for The New Yorker, and he joins me now. John Lee, thanks for being on The Takeaway.
Very welcome, Tanzina. Thanks for having me on.
So this is a moving and very fluid story, the U.S.'s involvement in this. I'm wondering, there was some new reporting over the weekend that showed that Juan Guaido was really had secretive meetings with, among others, the United States before he got this, took over. What else did we learn over the weekend?
Well, that's right. And I think, you know, that inserts a troubling element to this rush to recognize him and acknowledge him as the interim president of a country. It has to be said, there's a lot of foreign governments laying down ultimatums to the Venezuelan government that it must acknowledge this young man, who may have many good qualities, but who was a real unknown 3 weeks ago until he became the president of the Rump National Assembly, that is to say the opposition-stacked National Assembly in Venezuela. And, you know, the president of Venezuela, Maduro, who many believe had a sham election last May, is being told essentially to leave power. And, you know, the fact that it's coming from Washington, that it's coming from, that I have to say, Trump's Washington, not exactly a model for democracy in these times, these troubled times, is what gives the worrying element. The fact that Guaido made a secret trip, you know, had secret talks and laid down a plan in connection, you know, in conjunction with Senator Marco Rubio, who's sort of the proconsular Latin America guy for the White House at the moment, as well as Secretary Pompeo and others, to pull this off, does give it a bit of a coup-ish feeling, gives it a bit of a fait accompli feeling. It brings back the specter of the U.S. as this kind of imperial power dictating terms in Latin America. And I think I share this observation and some disquiet, along with a lot of other people who know the region and follow it, and know that however dismal the performance of the Venezuelan government is, and however acute its crisis, this doesn't strike one as a open and transparent way forward for the region to resolve Venezuela's situation.
There's another concern here, another player in this, if you will. Elliot Abrams has been named the envoy in charge of the U.S.'s response to Venezuela. Now, Abrams, for our listeners who may not remember, has a very interesting past, if you will. He is believed to have supported a similar military coup attempt in Venezuela in 2002, among others. What is Elliot Abrams' role in all of this, John Lee? And is there concern about him taking over?
Well, yes. I mean, you know, Elliot Abrams has a very tarnished reputation going back to the 1980s when he was fingered in the Iran-Contra scandal as someone who lied. I believe there was a couple of, he was indicted, he got off, he was pardoned, as I recall. It has to be noted that some of those Iran-Contra characters have a way of popping up, like Nosferatu. He now, as the Venezuela envoy for Donald Trump, and Oliver North as the head of the NRA. So, you know, there is this kind of sense of the most reactionary element within, say, the Republican right, now dictating policy terms in south of the border as cutouts for Donald Trump. You have a very, very right-wing group in Western Hemisphere Affairs at state. Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida, has been delegated much of this operation, it seems. And the fact that Elliot Abrams is being named as envoy really really brings me, for one, right back to the Reagan era, when sort of covert operations took the place of diplomacy. And it has to be said, you know, the Trump administration has not really attempted diplomacy with Nicolas Maduro. He, from the very beginning, from the very first meetings he had with Latin American leaders after taking office in 2017, the first thing out of his mouth was that he wanted to invade Venezuela. So that we go from trying to instigate coups to delivering a fait accompli in this way seems reckless, and to have Elliot Abrams, of all people, as the envoy for Washington to the region, to Venezuela, for the Venezuela crisis, gives it a kind of sinister tinge, to be honest. And it does make me worry for the way this may play out.
There are still countries who are backing Maduro's regime. There's Russia. There is China. I'm wondering if you could help us understand a little bit about those two countries' role in what we see unfolding right now.
China and Russia essentially are Venezuela's main creditors ever since the crash in oil prices in 2014, which, you know, accompanied Maduro's arrival in power and has caused this, you know, initiated this precipitous collapse, a free fall of the Venezuelan economy. Russia and China have been the two countries that have bailed them out, essentially, with bridging loans and deals for various resources the country has. It's nonetheless an indication that there's, you know, a fracture line emerging for the first time on a global scale in the region again, as we once saw in the Cold War, the last Cold War.
John Lee Anderson is a staff writer for The New Yorker. John Lee, thank you.
My pleasure.